أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء، وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء، وهم يتلون الكتاب. كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم، فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. There is the 28th evil quality of the Jews and the Christians which Allah Ta'ala explains here. And this was on the occasion when the Christians of Najran, a certain place, had come to Medina Sharif to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They having come there, the Jews saw that the Christians have come, so they also came in the presence of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then a discussion and further an argument took place between the Jews and the Christians. The outcome of that argument was, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. اور یہود تو کہتے ہیں کہ نصارہ نہیں کسی چیز پر. The Jews claim that the Christians have got no foundation in their religion. Their religion is nothing. It is absolutely just all imaginary things. There is nothing. And this commonly happens in an argument, that you completely deny your opposition, the opposite people. Seeing that the Christians also, which also was a wrong thing, they said, وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. اور نصارہ کہتے ہیں کہ یہود نہیں کسی راہ پر. And the Christians said that the Jews are on nothing. Their religion is useless. It is not based on anything. So the Jews claimed that the Christians were completely wrong. They've got no foundation of their religion. They are totally in the dark. The same the Christians complained about, said about the Jews. Allah Ta'ala says this is totally wrong, and this happens usually in an argument, in a heated argument, that a person says things beyond what he should say. Allah says, وَهُمْ يَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ بَاوَجُودْ يَكِ وَسَبْ پَرْتِهِ الْكِتَابِ. In spite of the fact that they are reading the kitab which Allah had revealed, that is, the Jews were given the Torah. And in the Torah it was written clearly about the Christians, about Isa alayhi salam, that his religion, the original religion, is the true religion. He is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and his kitab, the Injil, is a true kitab. In the Injil it was clearly written that the Torah is a true kitab of Allah Ta'ala, the original kitab. And the teachings, the original teachings of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, are also absolutely true. So, and then seeing this argument between them, and this is also a sad thing, and it happens right till today, and not difficult to understand the attitude of people when we understand the Quran. The Quran Sharif has taught us the mentality and the way people think. Seeing this on that wrong bandwagon, the polytheists, the mushriks of the Arabs also got on, and they said, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. اسی طرح کہا ان لوگوں نے جو جاہل ہے انہی کسی بات. In the same way now, these polytheists, the mushriks of the Arabs, who are idol worships, they also said that the Jews are on nothing and the Christians are on nothing. Whereas the polytheists were completely on nothing. They were on idol worship, which is totally baseless. There is no foundation whatsoever. But they also joined on the bandwagon. And when a person will understand Quran Sharif, when arguments take place between people, all things what people are saying, whether it be petty arguments of husband and wife, or whether it be in the community, whether it be a national or international issue, the Quran has clearly said all these things. And the greatest psychology that can be taught is taught by the Quran Sharif. And the Quran makes it very clear that how the thinking of people is. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. اب اللہ حکم کرے گا ان میں قیامت کے دن. And this dunya is not the place of results. The year it is the place of amal and action. Results will be on the day of Qiyamah. Here in this dunya, as far as knowledge is concerned, the right and wrong can be distinguished. But as far as amal is concerned, that will be done on the day of Qiyamah. This dunya is darul amal, and the akhirat is that is yomul, the day of decisions, where decisions will be made, and it will be practically amali torpor. It will be made clear that who was on the right and who was on the wrong. Fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun, jis baat mein jhagarte the. The thing that the people were arguing about in this dunya, it will be sorted out on the day of Qiyamah. So this is not a place where even if a person wins an argument, not because he's on the right, but because he has got a more forceful way, he can present his arguments more better, but his arguments could be wrong also. So that does not count at all. What is the actual truth? That will be made clear on the day of Qiyamah. And in this, there are great lessons for us also to learn, which inshallah we will explain. And may Allah make us understand the Quran Sharif, that our mentality can come right before worrying of how other people think and what their mentality is and how they react to situations, that we can come right and we react correctly and we correct ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.